Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday, July 23rd, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, an update on a program that protects undocumented children, Congress hands conservationists a victory, a discussion on the changes needed in Hollywood, and a preview of the next episode of the LAist podcast, California City. Last month, the Supreme Court upheld a program that temporarily protects young people who immigrated to the U.S. illegally as kids. With an update on what's happened since, we go to Josie Wong.
Well, you know, hundreds in LA have been waiting to apply for the first time to this program. It's called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program. Since 2017, that's when the Trump administration stopped taking first-time applicants so it could wind down the program. So many were ready when the Supreme Court ruled to uphold DACA. Many had saved up for the nearly $500 application fee. But it's been over a month since the Supreme Court decision, and the feds have made no indication that they're accepting new applications, even though a federal court decision said last week that they had to. Immigrant advocacy groups and lawyers in LA are moving ahead with helping these young applicants apply to DACA, but are telling them to proceed with caution. There's this nagging concern that the White House will try to rescind DACA again.
On Wednesday, Congress passed the Great American Outdoors Act, which allocates substantial money for the upkeep and expansion of public natural areas across the country, including in California. It's one of the biggest conservation bills since World War II. With more on this big win for conservationists, here's Jacob Margolis.
Yeah, it's a big win for conservationists because national parks have been neglected for a long time in the care department. They're running about $12 billion behind in projects that need to be completed, so this will help narrow that gap. In places like Yosemite, California's beloved Yosemite, that means fixing roads and parking lots, rehabbing spots like Tuolumne Meadows. Maybe that gross broken-down bathroom will be a bit better next time you visit. The other part of the bill guarantees money for the government at the federal and state level to actually buy up land. That could be because an endangered species or ecosystem needs protecting, or because they want to actually increase the size of public land use or land available to the public. And that could mean more trails opening up in the mountains or even just parks in the middle of our cities.
Next, there's been a lot of talk about Hollywood needing to change. John Horn spoke to one actor who has some specific suggestions on how to get there.
Yeah, that's right. Hollywood has been talking a lot lately about inclusion and diversity, but who might actually have some good ideas about how to reach those goals? As an actor in Creed and Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan has played some very tough combatants. Now, as an activist, he's going to battle against some of the industry practices that have excluded so many for so long. Jordan has helped create a list of actions that he believes Hollywood must consider if it's serious about representation and equity. He's calling for dedicated budgets for producing and marketing authentic Black stories. He also wants Hollywood to hire cultural consultants to ensure that portrayals are accurate of Blacks and the issues affecting them. And like some of his fictional fights, he knows it won't be an easy contest, but Jordan is at least willing to climb into the ring.
And finally, Emily Guerin stopped by to talk about the latest episode of her fascinating podcast, California City.
Yeah, so this week's episode takes on this question I have really since I first went to California City almost 4 years ago, which was, is the founder of the city a dreamer or is he a con artist? So the founder's name is Nat Mendelsohn. And in the 1950s, he had a dream to build a city, a brand new city from scratch in the Mojave Desert. He built roads, he built power lines, he built a lake with a man-made waterfall. He sold land to tens of thousands of people all around the world. But the city that he had promised never materialized. And so this week I try to figure it out. You know, was he really trying to build a city or was he just trying to make as much money as possible? And in the episode that comes out on Monday, I will tell you how the sales operation in California City became so big that it attracted the attention of the consumer protection advocate, Ralph Nader, who I also got to interview.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at lais.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's lais.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at lais.com/latest. That's lais.com/latest.